Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For Bills fans. Let's go, Buffalo! By Bills fans.
Only Buffalo is going to win it!
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast with Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn and Alex Jones.
This place is pandemonium!
Here's Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn.
And welcome back for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn here with Alex Jones. As we get set, it's that time of year. A lot of people probably marked this on their calendar ages ago, but it's Chief Week. The Kansas City Chiefs get set to come to Highmark Stadium. A 4:25 kickoff televised nationally on CBS. If it hits your market, Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Tracy Wilson. So plenty to discuss here, but before we get too much into the Kansas City Chiefs here, Alex, let's talk a little bit about the Buffalo Bills and their 40-9 win over the Panthers. I don't know. I guess I'm just a nervous Bills fan. I went to that game nervous. I literally told my wife we're going to lose. They won convincingly. The game was never in doubt at any point. I love put your feet up Bills games, and that's what this was.
Yeah, it really feels like the Bills of old where they're like, we're going to drop an easy one. It's kind of gone away, right? Like, this era of Bean and McDermott is the, we're going to put them away early, let them know what's up, Bills.
Exactly. The defense came in, as Miley Cyrus would say, like a wrecking ball in this one. I mean, they wrecked everything in their path there. It was nice to see Michael Hoyt with a strong game. You know, they got pressure. Epinesa with an INT. Forced two fumbles on Andy Dalton. He had a terrible game, which was just great for Bills fans. They contained the run. They shut down big plays. The really only touchdown came in garbage time when they missed the extra point. I mean, all in all, solid team win. It's unfortunate that Ed Oliver went out in this one with a torn bicep. Maybe they'll get him back by playoffs, but we'll talk more about Ed Oliver. Overall, I thought it was, you know, a tremendous team effort for the Buffalo Bills.
I completely agree, Brad. I think it's it was just a solid effort across the board. James Cook just let him cook, and it felt like a couple of those games last year where you're just like, oh, Josh Allen only threw for 169 yards. And you're like, yeah, why wouldn't he? Like, if he doesn't have to throw the ball, why would you throw the ball? You know what I mean? Like, if unless your offense is predicated on that, and that's not clearly what the Bills' offense is predicated on.
You know, and I think that's what we were hoping for in the Falcon game, and it never came. It started out in the second half that way. I don't want to go back, but James Cook with a humongous day. It goes back to the days of O.J. Simpson and Cookie Gilchrist, two former Bills, one very notorious for some other incidents, but not with us anymore. James Cook, 216 on only 19 carries. A 60-plus run help account for that, I believe, 64 yards, two touchdowns for Cook. Named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Well-deserved. Well done.
Absolutely. It was, to be honest with you, I think the most well-deserved out of anybody that's, you know, had a midseason award. He just ran over all everybody.
That he did on this one. Khalil Shakir with a long touchdown grab in this one. Lots of yak in that one. Finished the game with 88 yards. And then, like we said, Allen didn't have to throw the football a lot here. 163 yards. Actually, Allen, he was outgamed by Andy Dalton. Garbage time. Allen was even resting by the end of this game here. So, I don't know. My observation, my take, is that Allen looked off. There was time where he missed open receivers. Do you have any concerns about Josh Allen at this point, Alex?
Not really. I mean, it is what it is, you know. I think it's also working through some hiccups with some guys, finding that chemistry on the roster. It's really interesting to me. We'll get into it a little bit later, but the drama around Keon Coleman today and his agent putting the time emoji, just interesting.
Yeah, there's plenty to discuss there right now. I mean, all in all, great win, feel good win, move on. But like I said,
yeah, and Oliver is one of the guys along the defensive line we saw in the Ravens game, and unfortunately, it just feels like as of recent, as of recent years, he's never really been able to stay fully healthy. He's an elite, an elite player when he's on the field. It's just it always sucks when you see a guy like that.
Yep, very unfortunate to see him take a blow. So he's going to be out for an unspecified amount of time here. They'll be lucky if they get him back at this point. So we'll see. Let's get into the injury report right now here for the Buffalo Bills. Right now, things look good for Terrell Bernard, hopefully returning off that ankle injury. Full participant yesterday and today at practice. Joey Bosa was a full participant. He really just had veteran rest, so no concerns right there. Ray Davis had an illness. Luckily, he was a full participant on Thursday. But right now, still not looking good for Daquan Jones. Did not practice this week. The good news is Matt Milano, who's had that pectoral injury, full participant yesterday and today. Jordan Phillips was a full participant. Prater, they said he's had a calf injury. He was limited. We'll see. I, as far as I know, they don't have their best as of yet. And then Shaq Thompson, this could be concerning because he's added some good depth at linebacker. Did not practice today with a hamstring injury. He was limited on Wednesday. So that's the Buffalo Bills injury report for the week here. Obviously, the biggest thing that stands out from a positive standpoint, Matt Milano coming in at a full participant. Any other concerns here? I mean, Daquan Jones, love to have him in the lineup right now, but the way Michael Hoyt played in this last game and having that, bull-rushing piece here, Jordan Phillips, we saw a vintage sack from him in this one. And Deion Walker, I love the way the rookie has played here. He looks just as good, if not better, than promised here. I'm not super concerned right now by any of those injuries right now outside of Ed Oliver, who is on IR.
Yeah, that one's really tough. I don't know if you saw it today too, Brad. Poglia the 14th actually got presented with a custom jersey from a Buffalo Bishop. So if anybody's out there, bet all the money you have. Yeah. Not all the money you have. Bet responsibly. Terrell Shavers anytime touchdown. You got a custom 14 jersey.
Fantastic.
I feel like that's the easiest money bet of the year.
All right. Well, we'll see here. They take on the Kansas City Chiefs, walking through their injury report right now. Big concern here is Isaiah Pacheco, who's been battling a knee injury, hasn't practiced this week. Neither has offensive tackle Josh Simmons. Hollywood Brown, luckily, he was a full participant. Trey Smith, back injury. He's been limited in practice. Nick Bolton, full participant. Kareem Hunt on the injury report with an ankle injury. He was full. Charles Aminalu, full participant at the end position. Rashard Smith, full participant with a toe. And Jawan Taylor, he has been a full participant. Their offensive tackle battling a knee and shoulder injury. I'd say the most concerning in this one is Isaiah Pacheco. But, I mean, so far, the Kansas City Chiefs look relatively healthy coming into this one.
Yeah, and, it's going to be a battle of the Titans, Brad. Both teams are going to be banged up, but it is what it is. Every year we know what this is. I mean, last year, right, you go into the game without Spencer Brown. That was a really tough one to take. And then Ryan Van Denmark has, honestly, an amazing performance at right tackle.
Yeah.
And so, you never like seeing guys down, but this is a big game for both teams, and both teams really like to get up for it.
And I hate to say it, everyone who's listening here, all five of our listeners have heard me rave about Rashee Rice for the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy who I've known since he was a sophomore in high school. I was his play-by-play announcer for his high school team on the internet radio broadcast. So I'm very familiar with the long man. I've been following his career since from his high school days to SMU. Pains me that he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he's one of my major matchup concerns at the receiving core. I mean, talented wide receiving core. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquise Brown, of course, you can't leave out Travis Kelce, although I think he's finally at that point where Father Time has caught up to him. They're going to be up to task, and it was nice to see that Maxwell Hairston got some good solid reps last week, because I think they may need a heavier dose of the speedster playing protection this week.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, Brad, he looked, to be honest, I think he looked good. He looked, his reps were really clean.
He looked fresh, yes.
Yeah, and it just was, it gave the team a little bit of added dimension that they don't normally have.
Yes, I mean, and I feel like they already have a good corner opposite him and Christian Benford. I love Trey White, love the guy to death, but he's obviously, I think, a shadow of who he once was. Injuries and age have caught up to Trey, which, you know, kind of makes me sad, but he's such a good presence. He's such a good teammate, a good person. It's great to see him in the locker room from that standpoint here. But I think it's very promising to note what we saw out of Maxwell Hairston against Carolina going into this Chiefs game.
Yeah, it is really promising, Brad. It's, you know, just watching his reps back, he was just playing with such speed, up in guys' faces, could play off coverage, could play man, little zone. Like, looked like he belonged to the NFL and kind of the thing you were looking for from Mad Max.
So Mad Max and the Buffalo Bills get set to take on the New England Patriots coming up for New England Patriots. Now, this game is poised to help the race with New England right now as Buffalo find themselves behind New England based on the head-to-head right now. But the Kansas City Chiefs coming to Western New York, a 4:25 kickoff televised on CBS. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Tracy Wilson on the national television call in this game. So, I don't know. I say, because I have that nervous tension going into a game like this where the Chiefs coming at 5-3, Buffalo 5-2 at this point here. And I know both teams are a ways outside of the one seed. Right now, Buffalo trailing New England. Kansas City finds themselves behind the Chargers and the Broncos at this point. But a game like this really matters to both squads in this one. It's only Thursday as we record this podcast. Alex and I have butterflies in my stomach.
It is a nerve-wracking one, Brad. As of recent, the Bills have seemed to have a little bit of an edge in the category. And to be honest, this year it really feels like it's going to have some very real-world, tangible results for the playoffs.
And I hate to say this is a must-win, but it feels like if you're Buffalo, you're trying to chase up to New England at this point. I don't know. It feels like a must-win for me. New England taking on Atlanta this week, a team that beat Buffalo, but then Atlanta, you know, looked very flat against the Miami Dolphins, who ultimately went and roughed them around at the Mercedes-Benz Dome. So, I don't know. I hate to say it, but it feels like a must-win. Alex, am I wrong?
No, you're not, Brad. Not at all.
All right. Well, weather, it's going to be probably cool. I'd say, temperatures we're looking in the 50s and 40s during this one, probably 40s by kickoff time in late afternoon here. The rain is supposed to hold off in the afternoon. I think they're calling for showers in the morning. So it should be dry in this one. I hate getting wet at football games. So if I can avoid getting rain, I'd rather get snowed on. That's good. But right now, I mean, Buffalo has the edge in several offensive categories, coming in at fourth at points per game with 29.6. Third in yards per game at 382.9. Kansas City at 378.3, ranked fifth in the NFL. I don't know. It feels like that Buffalo is going to have to match blows in this one. As much as I like the defensive performance, especially as of late against Carolina, I think it's important that Josh Allen comes out poised and ready, and they have to fire off all cylinders offensively. Really, I think this is going to be a chess match and a game where they're just trying to, you know, meet blows with each other.
Yeah, any game in the past, I would not be shocked if this really got up there and score for them. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where if they open it up, it might end up being one of those games where you're like 63. Yeah, the famous Goff Mahomes game from early in his career. It is going to be a hard fought game, to say the least. But I think that it's one of those things where it is going to be. I think it's going to be more of a track meet than previous years.
Patrick Mahomes comes in here with over nearly 2,100 yards passing on the year to Josh Allen's 1,560. You got to remember that Josh did at least rest the majority of that fourth quarter against Carolina, if you will. But I don't know. Ever since going to New England, he's just looked a little different. And I don't know if it's injury. I don't know if it's nerves. I don't know if it's trying to live up. I was the MVP last year. I have to perform. Is this a game where Josh maybe shakes it off and shows, I'm poised, I'm confident, I'm the leader, and I'm the one who's going to carry this team to their first Lombardi trophy?
I think so, Brad. It feels like that type of performance. You know, we normally get a couple shaky games from Josh, and then everybody's like, oh, is he got it? You know, does he still have it? You know, oh, classic Josh. I think he's going to shut the haters up this week. To be honest with you, it feels like a classic Josh Allen bounce back game where he's going to remind everybody who he is.
It's not quite Bills Chiefs in the past where our concern is Travis Kelce. He does lead all Chiefs in receiving yards right now, 474, but you got to remember that Rashee Rice was suspended the first six games of the season. So I have to wonder in this one, I'll ask you, Alex, how would you defend Travis Kelce in this one? As he really is I would say he's fallen more into that safety blanket role as the tight end often is in this league. But he's not the same, I think, bulldozer Travis Kelce that we've faced in past Bills Chiefs games.
No, he's much more like the underneath threat, like you said, Brad, where Mahomes, A, B, C are open. I'm going to throw it to him. I think you just play it like you would any other of the great tight ends, you know? You got to give him a certain respect. Make sure he doesn't hurt you, but also don't let him get open. Use Terrell Bernard. Use Matt Milano. Use Teron Johnson. Really make those cycle of guys in there make life difficult for him to feel comfortable in his pass routes.
Other thoughts going into this game? I mean, obviously, like we said, and I like how you said it, Alex, here, very much potential track meet between these two AFC opponents. But, I mean, I think it stings for whoever loses this football game, presumably if there is not a draw. Kansas City at 5-4, they're not by any stretch of the imagination out of it, but it stings when fighting for that AFC West spot that this is a team where having home field advantage has helped them in the past. Obviously, they didn't have it a couple years ago when they came to Buffalo, still found a win in the divisional round, but it would definitely, I think, hurt a team like Kansas City. I'd never, ever count them out. Andy Reid has proven he's a great coach ever since his days as a head coach of the Eagles. I don't know. It feels like it would be a blow to no matter who loses this game.
Absolutely, Brad, and it is one of those games where at the end of the season, when you're doing the calibration and everything for the game, for playoffs, this feels like an important game that we are going to talk about with that.
All right, well, the Bills get set to take on the Chiefs. Like we said, a 4:25 broadcast. You can hear it nationally on CBS. Or if you're in Western New York, I'm at the point here where I finally got my antenna, so it's picking up a consistent signal that it matches up with the radio almost perfectly, and I'm listening to Chris Brown and Eric Wood call the game.
That's awesome, Brad. That is the proper way to do it.
It's the dream. It's not easy, especially if you're out of market. I think it's easier to pause live radio and try to sync it up with your TV, but I don't know. Did we move to Buffalo just so I could do that? No, but it's a plus bit of living here. Maybe a scope.
Just a little bit, you know?
Part of the plus of living here in Western New York. Other final thoughts going into this game, at least from a Bills standpoint. I mean, defensively, who are you counting on this game? We saw Jordan Poyer come in, rotate in. How about offensively, Gabe Davis, a guy who very well might be elevated off the practice roster this week? Joshua Palmer looks like he's a no-go. So with that, I would expect Gabe possibly coming in here. Could he be vintage Gabe from the 13 seconds game? It would help.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, it would be a little shocking, to be honest. I think that having him come in and right away, you know, rehabbing off an injury does make it slightly difficult for him to feasibly play on Sunday. It you know, he's still working back. I honestly think you're more likely to have a guy like Terrell Shavers or somebody like that who, you know, hasn't played a huge role, be the guy that steps up for that.
All right, and another one in this game here. You talked about it before. You teased it, Alex. Go ahead and tell our listeners who can follow us across Twitter at Alex. Follow him at TWCallahanDHS. Follow me at Bills Bruiser. Follow us at DHS Buffalo, DraftHouseSports.com, and Facebook.com/BuffaloBillsDraftHouse. Keon Coleman, agent, with a little tweet out there, a little bit of a tease. Tell us our listeners about this.
Yeah, an interview came out on Steve Smith's podcast today. Basically, it was him saying that basically Keon Coleman was not the number one guy. He couldn't get separation. He's just not a guy. He needs to figure it out because he just isn't a guy who can do this. And Keon posted the laughing emojis, and his agent posted a time emoji, which has a lot of people speculating about maybe his possible future with the team or anything like that. I mean, honestly, Brad, there is serious smoke around Brian Thomas Jr. being available, and a legitimate question: if the Bills got a call from Jacksonville, second round pick and Keon Coleman for Brian Thomas Jr., do you take that pick?
I don't think you even bat an eye. You say yes.
That's where I'm at. I think that's a dead yes for me too. I think it's almost, you know, maybe even before give him a chance to. Don't even give him a chance to hang up on you and say yes instantly.
I mean, I've been rooting for this kid since we drafted him. It bums me out a little bit, and I don't know if it's scheme. I just don't know if maybe he just doesn't have it here, that he was a reach. I don't know. I'm just bummed by what I've seen, and I'm not specifically targeting Keon, but just that we haven't got out of him what I feel like we needed. Buffalo needs that number one wide receiver, and I would, at this rate, with what we've seen on film, on the field, I would trust Brian Thomas Jr. over Keon Coleman.
I would too, and I think, to be honest with you, Brian Thomas Jr. is the type of dude who is a difference maker on the field. He's a guy who can take a ball, almost like got that OBJ ability where he can take it to the house instantaneously.
A rookie for rookie swap, or rookie. I mean, same draft class, but 2 second year guys. Yeah, I wouldn't bat an eye if they tried to pull off that kind of trade, but I'm not holding my breath on any trades right now.
Me either.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Buffalo Bills podcast. Buffalo Bills Draft House podcast is the Buffalo Bills take on the Kansas City Chiefs coming up this weekend. Any other final thoughts on this game or the Bills going into this Week 9 matchup?
Go Bills, Brad.
Go Bills. Well, again, this has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House podcast. Find our work at DraftHouseSports.com, at Facebook.com/BuffaloBillsDraftHouse. Follow us across Twitter at DHS Buffalo, at Bills Bruiser, at TW Callahan, DHS. That's going to do it for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. For Alex Jones, I am Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. Go Bills!
This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast.
Available on Spotify, Odyssey, Prime Music, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An R Street Media production.